Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick will join us in a moment. And then Hunter Henry this afternoon, or at least during the midday with Gresham Keefe sometime between 10 and 2. And Mac Jones off a win. Yes, Wiggy. Off another win,
yep.
Mac Jones with Christian and Lou and Mego this afternoon.
Told you, I ain't got no more negativity towards
him. I know.
Focus is defense and special teams.
We've reached a detente,
yes,
a little bit.
Shime remains
a notorious Mac Jones hater.
Oh, yeah. The negative energy flowing from him.
However, we've reached a little bit of a detente, me and you, when it comes
Greg,
to Greg,
they throw penalties for detenting.
And Curtis coming over to Mac Jones Island with me and Foyer, with Hillier, the celebrity couple, and is a little bit on board with Mac Jones.
You know, we're not playing the rim shot anymore because you had the news open last time because that called for a rim shot. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He didn't your griping over the last, 2 months has been the interceptions that he throws. He didn't throw an interception yesterday.
But was it a clean shop game?
What do you mean, was it a clean,
like,
sharp?
For your passing offense. I felt like this is the perfect game to maybe get that confidence back, mm-hmm, get on that rhythm, because you're playing against a team that's not very, they got basically no offense. The defense is, they got a decent D line, but they're not going up against like the 70s Pittsburgh Steelers here.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted.
But I thought it didn't matter the opponent. That's what you said when I was talking about Bailey Zappe being successful against Detroit Lions.
That's what I say, but then you always say it is the opponent, yeah. So I guess
did just take down the Packers. So.
I'll use your theory. This would have been a good opportunity. Do you felt like, because in that game, even though they completely controlled it, didn't you feel like, man, what's going on with this offense?
And if Zappe was in and playing like this, Greg, wouldn't you be ripping him?
No,
I would.
That's exactly
not
what you did after the Lions game and after the Cleveland game, isn't it?
No, not really.
Bad defenses. Mac would have put up 50 on that Lions team. That's what I heard.
Yeah? How'd Zappe do in the red zone against Detroit and Cleveland?
Last couple weeks, I believe Nick Folk has 29 points, Mac Jones 12.
Folk, beast.
Well, Shime, your lead this morning, which you sniped from the commentators yesterday during the game, was that Mac does not see the field. He's not fast enough when it comes to the checkdowns.
For whatever reason.
They said that 100 times.
It's not even that he's not fast enough for the checkdowns.
He's not fast enough when it comes to the checkdowns.
No, last year it felt like he was effectively reading through his progressions. Now it feels like he is just staring into an abyss. And he's losing himself, and he's losing vision of the field in the process.
Whoa.
Because on multiple occasions, I see Hunter Henry or Ramondre Stevenson leak out into the flat. The closest guy is 4 or 5 yards away, and he just doesn't even look at him. It's not even a fact that he looks at him and decides not to. It's that he just doesn't even look in the direction.
There is some breaking news when it comes to Fenway Sports Group right now.
Really?
Liverpool has been put up for sale by Fenway Sports Group.
Whoa.
According to LFC Transfer Room.
Oh, that's to free up a little cash to buy the Washington football team, I would assume.
Yep.
I thought that was Bezos, Jay-Z's team.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, let's talk to Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday. And Bill Belichick is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, by Zooty, build any app your company needs in a week, and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill.
Morning. How's it going?
How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing great.
Good.
5-4 entering the bye. In your mind, what are the things most in need of improvement before you kick off the second half of the season against the Jets?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of little things to clean up, but I'd say overall consistency would be probably our number one thing, just being able to execute and coach and play with more consistency. That would help us.
Bill, when you look at the consistency things and you start to look at maybe some of the issues that are affecting, whether it's the O-line, are some of those problems that you're able to see on film, is it guys just getting to bad techniques or is it more of a scheme thing that's leading to some of the inconsistencies?
It's probably a little bit of everything.
Bill, when you look at Matt Judon and the season he's been having, he now leads the league with sacks. Is he the best defensive player in the NFL in your eyes?
I haven't seen all the players in the NFL this year. It's really focused on our team and the teams we've played. So, but yeah, Matt does a good job for us, and has obviously caused a lot of negative plays and disruption, he's playing well and playing hard, and it's been really productive for us.
Bill, kind of going off of that, I think it's your defensive line, your front seven has done a tremendous job of getting after the quarterback. As you look at the tape, what are you noticing that's kind of leading to you know, the success that you're having up front?
Well, we had more success when we've been in control of the game and, you know, dictated the situation to our opponents. You know, we didn't really have that in Chicago. And so, again, it's complimentary football. Just everybody performing well. Coverage, the pass rush, they play off each other. Can't really have one without the other. So a lot of our pressure on the quarterbacks due to good coverage. A lot of our coverage is due to good pressure on the quarterback. So we combine those things. That's good team defense. And, you know, we'll just have to continue to try to play that way, to play good complementary football with, you know, all the units working together. That's really the key for us.
Bill, my guy Scheim over here says that he feels like Mac has an issue when it comes to seeing the field. Scheim, I don't want to speak for you, but are you, Bill, do you see that at times when it comes to Mac?
I think that's one of his strengths. I think he sees field pretty good. But, yeah.
Okay.
Sure, Shine's got his opinion. That's fine. But no, I think he sees field pretty well.
Yeah, just do what we do. We don't pay any attention to Shine's opinions either, Bill.
I talk to a wall here.
You and I are on the same page when it comes to that.
Bill, the defense did great against third downs yesterday. Judon, after the game, said that Josh Uche is the one that is communicating when it comes to third down. How impressed are you by him, his play, but also the way that he's able to communicate with the team as a relatively young player still?
Yeah, he's pretty much been doing that all year. We started really working with him in those areas and early in the spring, started the off-season program. And, you know, Josh's done a good job. He's really embraced that. So, again, it's just making sure we're all on the same page on what we're doing. And those guys are starting to, you know, work together. I mean, minus Barmore. Hopefully we'll get him back in there. But Dan and Josh, Juwan, Mac Wilson, obviously, you know, Wise, Judon, and Uche, you know, kind of our age guys there. So, yeah, but, you know, Josh is a smart kid. And, you know, he's done a good job. He's really, you know, gained a lot of experience and confidence here in the last, especially this year, but, you know, even last year in his second year.
Bill, you always talk about, cleaning up some areas. And when you look at special teams, I think maybe some of the things that you look at is, you know, just the punt team and just as far as the net punting. goes. But one of the areas on your special teams, it seems like consistently, you know, week in and week out, you know, the return game seems to look good. You guys had another block punt. How important is it to continue to make sure that special teams is playing a major factor in a positive way moving forward, but also knowing that you have to clean up some of those other things?
Yeah, well, that's an important part of the game every week. And, you know, we have a number of players who are really core type players that are almost totally dedicated to the special teams. I mean, besides, obviously, the specialists, but, you know, Slater, Schooler, DeMarcus Mitchell, Webb, guys like that. And then there are other players who are involved in anywhere from, you know, one to three or four phases. But those guys have primary roles. Their primary role is in the kicking game, and that gives us some flexibility where they can do different things and, you know, move them around and use them in different matchup roles depending on what we're facing and what the scheme is that we're looking at that particular week. So, you know, Cam and Joe, special teams coaches, they do a great job with that. You know, Slater obviously gives us a lot of, you know, on-field communication and leadership. And, you know, guys like Peppers and John Jones and Mac Wilson, Devi, you know, those guys are playing quite a few snaps. Duggar, you know, playing quite a few snaps in the kicking game. And along with our core guys, it's given us some pretty solid units. And as you said, fairly consistent production in the return game, you know, in the coverage game. And, you know, the specialty kind of plays, you know, like the onside kick recovery, you know, that was a big one for us last week. You know, those situational plays that you don't think about too much until they come up, and then once they come up, then, you know, everything rides on them. So,
Bill, Tom Brady became the first NFL player to throw for over 100,000 yards last night. Vast majority of those, obviously, with you here. Did you ever think that we would see that?
No, it's a tremendous accomplishment by Tom, and, you know, a real credit to, you know, everything about him, his longevity, his accuracy, consistency, you know, just doing so many things right in the passing game for so long. It's a phenomenal accomplishment, and I'm really happy for him. Nobody deserves it more than he does. He's worked extremely hard, and just – that's an amazing stat.
You think
I don't even know how far 100,000 yards is. It must be a long way. I don't know how many miles, or I have no idea, but that's a great accomplishment.
It's actually 56.8 miles, Bill.
Jesus. Can you imagine? Yeah.
But you think he's how many more? You think he's got a couple more years in him, Bill?
You'd have to talk to him about that. I don't know.
Bill, when you have the bye week and kind of I think the most important things teams try to do is kind of get some of that self-scouting, self-evaluation. What's the message that you try to, you know, convey to your team during the bye week to kind of make sure that they understand, you know, where they are and where they're headed?
Yeah, well, that's just it. Try to identify the areas that you need to improve on, and maybe address some of the things that maybe, you know, coming up that you may or may not have had to deal with earlier in the season. But yeah, this would be a big, you know, big opportunity for us, and honestly a big challenge for us to, you know, try to, you know, take a positive step forward here in our development as a team, you know, in the last 8 regular season games. So we'll try to do the best we can with the time and opportunity we have.
I don't know if you have big plans for the bye week or if you're a bowler, but we got an event with Ty Law tomorrow night if you want to come out and bowl, Bill.
I appreciate the invitation, but no, we'll be here. We'll be here. We got stuff we need to do. But thank you.
Well, Bill, my last question before I go.
Big balls or candlepin when you do bowl, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, all of the above. Tuck pins, 10 pins, candle pins. Yeah, I've hit them all. Not very many of them, but I do.
So, Bill, I had an autograph signing over the weekend, and I was fortunate to be able to sit right next to Lawrence Taylor. And I had told him, you know, he put a little message together for my son, who's a huge fan of him, my son at AZ, because, you know, kind of tried to pattern his game after him. And I asked him about you. He had glowing things to say about you. What made LT such a unique and great player so I can then convey them to my my boys at home that play defense? To actually meet him in person, I kind of was starstruck because it was Lawrence Taylor, and, you know, you watch him play. But what made him so unique as a player?
Well, first of all, if they have you and LT doing autographs together, you must have got a pretty good paycheck for that one.
No, not really.
Pretty good draw there. Yeah, you know, I can't say enough great things about Taylor. He's an elite talent for sure, but beyond that, his physical and mental toughness, his instincts in the game, he had a great feel and could just tell a lot of things before the ball was even snapped, just by the way. You know, the way guys looked at him, the way their posture was, the way that he could anticipate things, you know, that would happen in the game. And he saw a lot of double teams and every possible way you could take care of him. And he was able to figure out how to deal with all that attention that he was getting from the offense in terms of, you know, blockers and running away from them and things like that. He's a very, very smart football player. As good as anybody and better than most, but, you know, like in the Rodney Harrison category, Brewski, guys like that, that just had a tremendous football IQ and instinct. And, you know, Taylor never came off the field. I mean, it's not like some of these, you know, you see guys rotate now, they play three or four plays and jog off, and really, he never came off the field. But he knew what the key plays in the game were. He, you know, third down and red area and, you know, key plays that could really, you know, everybody knew this was a big play in the game. And I would say those are the plays that he consistently played his best on. So, again, that just goes into the whole instinctiveness and awareness and savvy and just being a really, really good football player. You know, I was a special teams coach there, Wiggin, and I used him on all four teams. You know, he covered kickoffs, which nobody could block him. He covered punts as a gunner, which nobody could block him out there. Now, that led to some other problems when people started using, like, Dexter Manley and Monty Coleman and other guys, similar type athletes out there. So that was a situation I wish I really probably hadn't started, but they couldn't block him. And then, you know, he was on punt rush. I mean, you know, he was really hard to block for the punt protection team. You know, you got a bunch of DBs and, you know, linebackers in there trying to block Taylor. And then on kickoff return, he was on the front line, he was kind of a kickout block guy. And so he would come across the field and, you know, sometimes wipe out two or three, four guys, you know, on one block. Because he had the, you know, explosion and timing to play in the open field. So when you look at his skill set and his ability to transfer it onto the football field, you know, to move as fast as he did and create as much contact and force as he did, that's, you know, being able to hit on the move in football is a tremendous skill, and I would say there's nobody that I've been around that was better at it than him. You know, maybe Harrison, who wasn't nearly as big. I mean, Rodney was a big guy, but not big like Taylor was big. Like, those two would probably be the two most explosive players that, you know, that I think I've had. But Taylor's really in a class by himself. I can't. I can't put anybody really that close to him. Coached a lot of great players, but he was really just unbelievably dominant.
Bill Wiggy brought up his son. If you coach long enough, would you do him a solid and draft his kid?
You know, it used to be, the players, sons, and now it's even moving down to the next generation that those kids are starting to come up. So, I'm starting to see multi generations but I've had plenty of, sons of players I've coached or sons of players that I've coached against. And it's really, it's fun to watch players come in as rookies and grow and retire and have great careers. And then you sit around long enough and then here comes another one. Like Orlando Brown, having him at Cleveland, and then the new Orlando Brown, coming to Baltimore and now Kansas City, and he's really kind of a spitting image of his father, and now, Wiggy and, Brewski and Troy Brown, and, all these guys, all their kids are playing, and it's like they're all pretty good, too, so, yeah, it's really fun to watch them all grow up and the high school, college, and then, pro players.
Never mind Shula's record. What you got to do is coach until you can draft somebody's grandson.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple kicking around there. Ninkovich, these guys, I see the clips of their kids playing and follow them a little bit, and I'm telling you, we got a lot of football players running around here.
All right, Bill. Well, great to talk to you this morning. Congrats on the win, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good week. Thanks,
Greg. There's Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday. Mac Jones this afternoon with Christian, Lou, and Mego, and we'll see if Wiggy or anybody else got any nuggets out of that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.